Hey, I'm Danny Hamilton, and I am doing a personal narrative off of a YouTube video. The YouTuber is called Disturbed, and he posts a series of just more like a joking factor of what is your biggest regret in life. And there's this one person, his character looked like a panda, and we thought since it was so long, it was going to be so goofy, it's going to be the best, but it turns out all along, this story really hits deep. It's about a kid growing up. He didn't understand his mother at the time. And during the last minutes of her life, he didn't understand his mom until it was too late. And this is where it's going to. So I hope you enjoy.
What is your biggest regret in life?
I guess my biggest regret in life, maybe not spending more time with my mom. Well, like every year near my birthday, she would make trayfuls of gingerbread cookies and pass them out to my classmates with like a handwritten card to like thank them for being my friend, which it was like okay. Like she still loved me a lot. Like if you stepped into our house, you would find our walls plastered top to bottom with every piece of artwork that I have ever done, you know? It would get to the point where I would just throw my creations away before getting home because I didn't want her to just knack another art on the wall. The strangest thing about my mom, though, is like she talked to our trees and like even named them. It was Daphne, the lemon tree. You know, call the pomegranate tree, Joseph the oak. Joe the oak was bigger than a sampling, but it was still far from a mature tree. Sometimes I would even find her in the backyard having full-blown conversations with the trees. One day I told her that, you know, that was, talking to the trees was like a little bit weird. And she said that, you know, she said, hey, I need to feel loved, you know? And then she would just wait until I get back into the house before continuing the conversation where she left off. And sometimes she would insist that we dress up in our nice clothes and pose by the trees so she could take pictures of us like her timer-operated camera. And I always knew she was far from a normal mother, but honestly, all we had was each other. And she gave me all the affection a mother could give. But when I moved out for college, I made sure to stay close because I really couldn't bear to leave her alone. And I told her this one day, and she kissed me on my forehead like lovingly. And she told me that it was okay because she had called Daphne and Joseph to keep her company. As I grew older, I saw less and less of her. You know, like work friends and like a love life. Took more of my time. I only got to see her maybe once every 2 weeks or so. And one night I was at the bar with my friend, that's when I got the call that my mother died. She had a stroke, and our neighbor spotted her through the fence, probably ground by the tree. And like a few days later, the funeral happened, and only a few family members and friends showed up. But that was fine. It was always mostly just me and her, like I said. And she was cremated shortly after the ceremony. I took her urn home with me, and in her will, she only had one request of me. And that was that I continue to take care of and talk to the trees. And I mean, I took care of them for sure, but I really couldn't bring myself to talk to plant life, you know? And one day, I finally got the courage to go, like, through her stuff in her room, and I found an envelope on her desk with cash papers inside, and I looked through them, and I was pretty shook at what I found. There are three stillborn death certificates for a baby Joseph, baby Carl, and baby Daphne, and, like, I never knew that I had siblings. And I'd never seen any urns before, but that day, I understood where she buried their remains, and I understood why she spoke to the trees. And, yeah, ever since I took her last wish very seriously, I talked to the trees. And recently, I actually planted a new one for my mother.